Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. In 2003, the United States Congress designated 25 counties of western North Carolina as the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. The Blue Ridge National Heritage Area serves as a steward of the living traditions of our region, protecting and promoting the outdoor landscapes, heritage agriculture, Cherokee culture, craft, and music in western North Carolina. The Traditional Artist Directory, located on the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area website, blueridgeheritage.com, serves as a vehicle to promote artists found along the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina. This week, we want to introduce you to the Burnett Sisters Band. According to their website, the Burnett Sisters Band is all about family. Four sisters, multi-instrumentalists, singers, and a dancer in the bunch. Kathleen, Anissa, Sophia, and Annalie grew up in Boone, North Carolina, and received a foundational education in traditional music, first from their father, and then through the Junior Appalachian Musicians Program, also known as JAM, housed at the Jones House Cultural Center in Boone. In western North Carolina, JAM offers youth an opportunity to learn about the traditional music of the region through studies in a variety of musical instruments and dance. In time, the Burnett sisters would go on to teach other young musicians in the JAM program. Well-known traditional musician Cecil Gerganis mentored Kathleen and Anissa as they organized their band, Strictly Strings, which became a favorite at local fiddlers' conventions. These teens won walls of ribbons while swapping instruments and vocals the way other teens swap text messages. Both Kathleen and Anissa were stellar students in the Bluegrass and Old Time Music program at East Tennessee State University, graduating in 2020. They dove deep into the university's archives of early traditional music recordings collected throughout the Appalachian Mountains. Most young players copy hits from other great artists. Kathleen and Anissa went looking for lesser-known examples of traditional music found all over the South. They found tunes that were not necessarily commercial, but certainly had a compelling sound worthy of revisiting. The sisters came away with a unique repertoire and knowledge of the nuances of past performances. Teaming up with other talented students, Kathleen and Anissa performed in various groups such as High Country Strings and the ETSU Pride Band. With these ensembles, the two sisters showcased their talent at venues like the Carter Family Fold, a bluegrass cruise to Mexico, and the nationally broadcast PBS television program David Holt's State of Music. As the older sisters were finishing their college studies, they were also beginning to perform as a family band with Sophia and Annalie, often with a bluegrass banjo player to round out the sound. The core of the band's sound is the breathtaking vocal harmonies that can only come from the unique bond shared by siblings. These harmonies are complemented by tight instrumental arrangements, flatfoot dancing, and a bona fide love of the traditional songs they play.
Be sure it's true when you say,
to assign a genre to the Burnett Sisters Band would be to oversimplify the breadth of their musical influences. At a typical show, an old-time fiddle tune might be followed by a Patti Loveless song, a driving bluegrass standard, or a soaring a cappella gospel harmony number. With the release of their record, Long Way From Home, the Burnett Sisters Band has captured their eclectic live sound in the studio, with tracks spanning from Townes Van Zandt's Colorado Girl, featuring Jacob Burleson, to Doc Watson's classic rendition of Walk On Boys, featuring Wyatt Rice. The album landed at number one on the Airplay Direct charts and hit number five on the Billboard Bluegrass Album charts.
Rain was pouring down when I heard my mammy say, "Let's call him John Henry Brown. Walk on, boys.
Burnett sisters have been featured at Merlefest, at the International Bluegrass Music Association's World of Bluegrass in Raleigh, North Carolina, and at the North Carolina Folk Festival. They are an outstanding model of how younger generations are creating and performing traditional music. According to the industry standard publication Bluegrass Unlimited, the Burnett Sisters Band is a perfect example of all there is to offer to bluegrass in the 21st century.
Down the road, he comes to the turn. Rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.